Coach, despite the outcome, was there lots to like from this game here tonight?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
In particular?
I thought it was our best effort for in a whole preseason. So it was. I thought we did a lot of real good things.
You went into this one looking for a little bit more structure and execution of your system. You get that?
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, I think it was our best game of the preseason. Didn't like the result, but more good things than negative. There's lots of stuff to build on.
Did you react well to the traveling conditions?
Yeah. Nice. Always nice to love Winnipeg and nice to get a police escort. Knowing you're not going to jail. I enjoyed that immensely.
Can you comment on a couple of individual players here tonight? Zach Smith, we haven't seen much of him in preseason, but his game stood out to people's eyes.
Yeah, like I said, there was a lot of good things. I don't think anybody was terrible. I thought it was their best game right through the whole lineup. And, you know, we made some mistakes. We let them off the hook. They scored a power play goal. Another one, just a guy just got out. And you know, they didn't have a whole lot going until we gave up that first goal. And then they just rode the momentum and a good effort by them.
How much do you learn from coaching 3-on-3 overtime? Because it's obviously still a new thing in the NHL.
What do you learn? Is that what
you learn? What have you been learning so far in preseason about 3-on-3 overtime?
Well, I don't think it's a lot of open ice. A lot of open ice. And, you know, you have to make sure you move the puck. You have to make sure you don't get caught on long shifts. You know, you're going to need some saves because it's going to be up and down. But I think it's pretty well as expected. It's just a matter of getting it enough and realizing that, you know, you still have to play somewhat of a system through it and you can't force and things like that. So it's going to be a learning curve and a growing process.